do you all have, or did you used to have a real noisy celebration after a wedding to kind of tease the bride and groom? Maybe people came and rang bells or beat pans together.
Well, nice of celebration. That's what it is, a celebration.
Any old word? If they went out at night and stood outside and beat pants?
Bride and the groom.
What?
Bride and you groom.
Bride and the new
groom. Bride and the new groom?
You said the bride and the groom.
The bride and the broom.
Oh, and the broom means the groom. Yeah.
The broom means the girl and the bride means the man.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, you don't use the word, you don't remember the word, serenade in that sense?
But I do remember serenade.
What about chivalry?
I don't recall.
That may be kind of mountain work.
But serenade, I remember that. Yeah,
but that has to do with the wedding business.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or the will
witch.
Get you. The what?
The goblin or the witch.
Okay. And do you ever have a word that means like the opposite? What's the opposite of God? The
Savior.
No, the
God.
Just
heaven.
Yeah, but if God is in heaven, in hell there is the
devil.
Okay. And do you have a word that you might say about him to children? If you don't be good, the will get you.
The devil.
Did you say devil? You don't have another word?
What is called the devil?
Yeah.
The bad man.
The bad man and Satan. And
Okay. And what if you see somebody downtown or somewhere on December the 25th? I didn't do that very well. What if you want to greet them, you might say...
Christmas gift.
Okay. And also, you just regularly will say, besides Christmas gift.
Oh, say hello there, Christmas gift.
Okay, or
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you'll say, boy, I'm really glad I don't have to this very far.
Tote.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?
Turtle, tapping.
Okay. It is one of them in the water and one on land.
Alligator?
No, the little hard shell.
Oh, that's a turtle or terrapin.
Okay.
But he the same thing.
Is it different if he's the one that, you know, like you see him out on
the
highway?
Well, one's a gopher. One actually do lives in the gopher hole.
That old stink, young cooter.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Cooters.
What are they?
He in the water. He's in the water.
Okay.
Eating up folks' fish bait. That's a little cool
snake
gem. He's a gopher though. Still.
Okay. What word you use? Snake.
Stank
gem.
A stank gem. Yes, and
they
are gophers.
Why they smell bad?
Well, they always said that anytime you go to the farm and you find a gopher hole, it's a rattlesnake in there.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I like to tell a little joke, but I don't want that to go in.
Well, I'll just turn it off. Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be cleaned and eaten?
Oh, honey, chillings and hog guts.
Are the other parts of the inside of the hog, do you have another word for all the rest of it, like liver or heart? One word that means
chitlins is the intestines.
Intestines, right.
And they got one separated one there is the hog maw, that's the stomach.
Okay.
And his lights, then the heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the liver, you eat the liver too?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a word that means all of that stuff? One word that means all of the insides of a hog?
Well, we just have to use the word of the intestines, all I can say.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use maybe on the river?
Rowboat.
And do you have a different word if it is pointed in front?
Well, we say batto.
Okay. That's an interesting word to me. And if it's square front, you just say a rowboat.
A rowboat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow on the bed?
A bolster top.
Okay. Now, is that, if it's just a small one?
Well, my mother used to have, she had pillows and then she had bolsters, we call them. And
that was the one that went all the way across.
Right. That
right.
was a bolster cover.
Right. You don't use
used to have pillow shams.
Now, what's the pillow sham is the one that sits out on top.
That's right. You know, old folks used to make up the bed and have them little ruffles around them, you know.